We do have documentation with a bill of sale, 1957 forms for the three trucks.
You guys want to label this Exhibit A with today's date? Move to approve Exhibit A dated 2/13/2023.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Down to the University of Missouri Extension update. How are you this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you.
I think Brandon's the only one I haven't met. I'm Sarah Havens. I'm the new regional director for Southwest Missouri. We are currently in the process of hiring a 4-H specialist for Taney County, so that paperwork has been sent up to campus and will hopefully be returned and advertised. It will run for 30 days before we can fill that. So that's kind of top priority for Taney County. The 4-H Energizer was held 2 weekends ago in NICSA, but included our Taney County youth as on that invite. The Taney County Livestock and Forage Conference will be held February 27th. It was rescheduled. It was during our ICE event that we had a couple weeks ago. That's when it was originally scheduled, so it has been rescheduled for February 27th. Other big news that will affect Taney County is, if you're familiar with our new organizational setup with having extension and engagement specialists that will help with county councils, we are adding a third EES to the Southwest region, and Taney County will be one of their counties that they serve. Our hope is that this will help have that position not spread so thin, because currently we have two. One serves 9 counties and the other serves 8. And so this third person will get them down to 6, 6, and 5. So
they'll serve 6 counties.
Six counties. Yeah.
And they'll be based mainly where at?
So at this time, they'll probably be based out of Webster, but they will be very much like the EESs that I currently have. They have been definitely making an impact in visiting counties on a regular basis. For nutrition and health, there's a diabetes self-management program that's coming up February 21st through March 28th. That's with Jenny Nevat. She's going to be teaching that. Taney annual dinner is March 7th, so that's coming up next month. And then our human development specialist has some online programming coming up. One is Building Strong Families, and another one is Instilling Hope in Early Childhood. So both those programs, of course, are available virtually. So, yes. Any questions for me today?
I'm sorry, what was your role with?
Southwest Regional Director. So Terry Fawcett had been the interim for the 10 months before I came on, and Jay Chisholm had been the Southwest Regional Director prior to that.
Have you been with University of Missouri Extension for a while then? Or?
I'm going on 5 years. So I currently worked out of the East Central region as a field specialist and was based out of Rolla.
Speaking for me, I don't know about the other two. One of my biggest concerns with everything is the amount of resources that we put into it and not necessarily seeing the return.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that we're probably one of the larger counties that participates and does more than what's statutorily required.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I think services are taken away from us first. So if you don't mind looking into that, I'm not going to hit you up with it right now.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not going to ask you what Webster County gives or what other counties give.
And I can provide you certainly with that information.
I already know all the information.
Okay.
I just want you to look at it.
Okay.
And make sure that Taney County is receiving its
fair share.
Its fair share.
Absolutely. Are there any particular program areas that you would like to see more of in Taney County?
I don't know necessarily more as much as just, you know, early on. We had a lot bigger presence.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't spread so thin.
Mm-hmm.
And now it is spread amongst multiple counties.
Correct.
So, for example, you said that in Nixa, you guys had the 4-H
Energizer,
yep. And Taney County was invited. Mm-hmm. I'd be curious as to how many Taney County actually showed up,
mm-hmm.
and if it was closer, would more participate?
Do I understand that Willa will until this person actually starts? Willa, who has been very vital in growing that program here in Taney County.
She will continue to serve Taney County. Correct. Correct. So. Thank you for bringing that to my attention.
Thank you.
And I, unlike Mr. Wim, I don't now, my data, knowing what the other counties gave, was from like 2016.
Uh-huh.
So if I would like to know that.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We actually just have all the new appropriations.
Uh-huh.
So
I thought you might.
Yes.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
I think
that.
I'm missing two counties so far, but yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And how will we obtain that? Will you reach out to us and provide that information?
I can. As well as with our annual report. So we do have the Taney County annual report. It's just being wrapped up. The ice kind of put us a little bit behind on getting that completed. I had many specialists that were kept out of their offices that week. So
whenever it is all available, you'll probably email it to us.
Is email the best way to send it to you, or I can have Linda send it over by paper?
Whatever you guys.
Yeah, if it could be forwarded to the commission email, then they can forward it out to each of us.
Yep.
We would appreciate that.
I'll take care of that today.
There's several online programs available, are there not?
Mm-hmm. Yes. So many, of course, since COVID, we've been trying to get as many face-to-face things on the ground, but we have kept some of our online programming simply to kind of help reach larger, broader audiences. So, but we are definitely getting more face-to-face going.
Mm-hmm. And then is it VITA program? Is that correct?
Yes, VITA program.
And that's one that is really big right now.
Yes, and Taney County is actually one of our biggest participants in that program. Not every county participates in it, but Taney County and Linda, of course, has done a great job getting people signed up in locations. And they have several locations across Taney County. It's completely free to folks to come get their taxes done.
And that's a pre-registration program, correct?
It is a pre-registration. So Linda takes care of the scheduling through our office. And our office is one of the locations, but they have several other churches that have actually also contributed to the space.
Okay.
So. I think we have flyers that we were given. I think we tried to put them on the bulletin boards, and I tried to put one out in there.
Okay.
And it tells what day of the week that they're available in Branson and where they're located at.
Okay. Very good.
Here. I can't remember the days of the week.
Yes, we have some coming up. I think they said Tuesdays and Wednesdays would be those dates that they had coming up.
It is on the flyers that they'll mm-hmm. find. I think they should be on both our bulletin boards. I'll double check on that.
Yeah. See, and I had all of my counties talk about what they were most excited about for their county, and the VITA program was actually Taney County, one of their most exciting things they had going. So.
The assessor's office, I think, has to work. There's a form that it's on. Is that the one, 6 acres, the house and 6 acres? And they, we have a form that they fill out, and they used to pick them up in the collector's office. And people that maybe wouldn't even file their taxes before, because you had to go and pay, then they can have them done through there and get rebates back.
Yeah.
Great. Any further questions?
No, thank you.
Thank you so much, Sarah.
Yes, it was nice to re-meet two of you and meet you, Brandon.
Thank you.
Yep. All right. It's 9:28. We'll be in recess. We'll reconvene upstairs at the Taney County Commission Conference Room at 10:00.